Phone Boy Speaks, episode 636, More Cloud Storage for Your Buck.
The cost of cloud storage has come down. Well, it really hasn't come down. It's just that you get more for your money now these days. So, for example, Dropbox, a lot of people had said, oh, they lowered their prices. And they did nothing of the sort. All they did was they decided that instead of giving you 100 gigs for $10 a month, now they give you a terabyte. Okay, well, I don't need a terabyte. I don't even need 100 gigs. I just need maybe like, I don't know, 25 to 50 gigs or something. And you know, Dropbox has no such plan for that. I can do all the, you know, I don't know, do all the stuff to increase my free storage. I think I'm up to 7 gigs or something, but you know, that's not quite enough to be useful. And in iCloud, another thing, you know, I the only reason I paid, you know, $20 for 10 gigs of storage was so that I can back up the 4 iOS devices I have. Cause you know, especially like the, you know, my iPhone 5S, I mean, that alone will take 5 gigs with a backup. The other devices take somewhat less than that. And so I wanted to have my own space and I wanted to have enough space for all of that. And so I, that's why I got that plan. And now Apple has sent me an email today saying, we're going to upgrade you to the, you know, the 20 gig plan, which is now, you know, 99 cents a month, or, you know, they're giving me an annual price of $10.99 a year. And so that's great. And so it's, they've just converted me to that and they're going to let me, you know, I'll renew at that annual rate unless I change it, in which case I'll have to pay monthly. But there you go. It's, you know, and so again, that should allow me to maybe use a little bit more, and the cost has gone down. That's great. But the next jump up is, you know, $3.99 a month, which, you know, is almost $50 a year for 200 gigs of storage. And again, I don't need 200 gigs of storage. I need, you know, somewhere a little north of 20, but, far less than 200. So, there you go. And this is a problem I have with a lot of these things. I almost wish that there was a, you know, pay as you go sort of option like I get with Amazon Web Services, right? I mean, I can, or actually I use Dream Objects on DreamHost because I've got like 2 cents a 2 cents a gigabyte or whatever on that, and you know, plus whatever I pay for transfer, which again is not that much. But there you go. I mean, that to me, that's, and I think my storage, you know, for them, right? I think I, you know, I back up my wife's computer to them, and you know, and encrypted it, all that stuff. I think my bill from them is, I don't know, maybe $1.40 a month or something, which is more than reasonable. You know, and that's what I'd really like to see out of these, you know, out of these storage things, is, you know, or some ability to do it really pay as you go, not this system we have now where I have to buy a block of data that I'm probably not going to use anyway. So this is my rant on cloud storage, and you know, I don't even touch the security issues of it. I mean, at least with my backup, I encrypt it on my computer before it goes up to the cloud for my wife's stuff. And so there you go. It's that's the way to do it. And it's pay as you go, and the pricing's reasonable. It's the way it should go. But of course, you know, these companies are, you know, they're not like Amazon, basically selling it to you for a little bit more than cost. You know, these companies are, of course, in the business of making money. That's what they do. So I guess I should look at it that way. And, you know, if they can get customers to pay for it, great for them. Not so great for me. I'd like it to cost, I don't know, even less than it does now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.